Today's shiur is Masechta Baba Basra Daf Lamed Vav. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom. It says the Gemara Amar Yehuda Marav, Yisrael Haba Machmas Oiv Kechavim. If a Jew bought a piece of property from an Akum, Harei Koiv Kechavim. So he has the same status as the Akum. Mav Oiv Kechavim Eile Chazok El Bishtar. Even though we've been learning the halachas of chazaka, and the halacha is that a person, after being on a property for 3 years, has a chazaka, but that only applies by a Jew, not by an akum. Af Yisrael abal machmas akum, a Jew who bought a property from an akum, en le chazaka al bishtar, he too will be no stronger than the akum, and will not have the power of chazaka behind him. And the Mefarshim explain why indeed is the halacha that Akum doesn't have chazaka. So one pshat that's given is because stam Akum gazlonim heim, we assume that an Akum stole the property and therefore we don't give him the power of chazaka. Another explanation I saw in the Rishonim is that for a chazaka, as we've learned so many times, to be valid, is it has to be chazaka shiyesh imaytaina. The chazaka has to be supported by a good explanation why and how you obtained this property. And akum don't have namonis; we don't trust them when they were to say a taina. Another explanation that's given, perhaps the simplest explanation, is because since the Akum, the Jew, is scared to protest that why the Akum is on this property, and therefore, since the Jew is scared to make this protest, therefore, there is no chazaka, the Jew is scared to be moich. A nafka mina between these pshatim will be in a situation where the Jew was Moicha at one point. If pshat is that the Jew is scared to be Moicha, here the Jew has shown clearly that he's not scared, and therefore there should be a chazaka. If, on the other hand, the pshat is because it remains like a chazaka she'eni maitaina, whereas, as we explained, they're considered gazlonim, so makes no difference if the Jew was moich at one point or another. Another nafkamina, the Rajba, the Ran, other Rishonim indicate that if the Akum will be on the property for many years, they use a number like 40 years, then the halacha will be that the Akum perhaps has a chazaka. And the reason could be because if he's on the property for so many years, we're not just talking about a short amount of time, there we perhaps can be certain that the fact that the Jew wasn't Moicha is clearly an indication that this property belongs to the Akum. Or another pshat we could say, that even if we assume that they're Gazlonim up to a certain point, but if they're on a property for so many years, 40 years, there we can't assume, there we no longer say that we should assume that they are Gazlonim. And therefore, the Jew who comes mikoyach the Akum, the Jew who says that he's on this property because he's on, because the Akum was on the property, he bought the property from the Akum, will not have a chazaka. Certainly, the Rishonim say that this entire discussion that we have, that a Jew has a chazaka on a property, but he bought the property, but the issue here is that he bought the property from Akum, is only relevant in a situation that we're certain that the Jew was the Marakama. But if we're not quite certain of the Jews being the Marakama, then obviously the halachas that we're discussing might be different. Another interesting machlokes Rishonim is what would be the halacha in a situation where the Jew did not know that the property that he bought from the Akum once belonged to a Jew. Will the din of the Gemara apply or not? The Rashbam seems to learn that the din of the Gemara will then not apply. It's only in a situation where the Jew bought a property from the Akum that the Jew should have been careful that even though normally, perhaps as we've been learning, he doesn't have to hold on to his shtar, here he has to hold on to his shtar. But in a case where he had no reason to be concerned, there he doesn't have to hold on to his shtar, and the halacha is that it's a regular situation that if the Jew's on the property for 3 years, he will achieve a chazakah. Many Rishonim, however, disagree, and they say that the power of a chazakah, we have to see from whom I bought the property. And if I bought the property from Akum, and as we're learning, the Gemara is saying that the Akum doesn't have the power of chazakah behind him, then the power of chazakah, then doesn't make a difference if I was or wasn't aware that the Akum had bought it from a Jew. Furthermore, the Ra'ah discusses a situation where the property, if the property was established to be the Akum's property through non-Jewish court, where certainly because of Dina de Machusa Dina, that court has jurisdiction to give, to identify the Akum as the owner, will the same dinim apply, or perhaps the din that there is no chazakah in any property which involves a goy will still remain? It seems that most Rishonim are of the opinion that the rule we're learning in our Gemara that chazakah doesn't apply by Akum will be relevant under all circumstances. Says Rava, Amar Rava, the Amar Yisrael, however, if the Yisrael says, L'di Amar Yisrael Kachavim, that the Akum told me, the Minach Sivna, that he bought this property legitimately, there Mehemen, then the Jew would be believed. And the reason would be, is because he has a migui. Since he could have said that he bought the property directly from the Jew, so therefore when he says, I didn't buy it directly from the Jew, but I know that the Akum bought it, and therefore it should be enough, the halacha is that he's Neman. He should be Neman. Ask the Gemara, a Rava, Nikimidi, how could we say such a thing? Deal of Kachavim, if the guy himself were to come and say that I bought the property from you, the halacha would be the Loi Meheman, that the guy is not trusted. Vil Am Yisrael Meshmeid Ayv Kachavim, and here it's the Jew that's repeating what the guy told him, so his entire all of his words are based on what he heard from the Akum. Will the halacha be that he's Meheman, that he's believed? Certainly we cannot give him any namanas more than the person that he's coming from. Therefore Ela Marava, the Amar Yisrael, if the Yisrael said, Kamei the di zavni of the Kachavim, Minach, I saw the Akum buy this property from you, the Jew. I witnessed that transaction, for Zavna Neely, and then I bought the property from the Akum, then Mahemen, the Jew would be believed. There we have the halacha, Migidi Boyle Amalei, since there the Jew would have a Migui, he could have said, Anoz Vintaminach, because he actually saw the sale, that gives him a lot more of a Kayach. Dar Rishonim, that suggests that he doesn't actually have to see the sale. Even if he just says that I saw a shtar mechira between the Akum and the original Jew, that is enough to give him the namonis. And in that opinion itself, interestingly, I saw two opinions. One opinion is that the Jew had to see a shtar mechira, but he had to see a valid shtar mechira. And there are others that say that he, in other words, there had to be a shtar mechira that was mushar, that was certified in Bezdin, and others suggest that he doesn't have to have ishur, any if he saw a shtar mechira, that is adequate. Does a machloit to achroinim? Why, if the Jew saw the actual mechira, will it be enough? Some say, as it seems that what the Gemara is saying, that the Jew has, under those circumstances, a migui, that he could have said that I bought it directly from you, the original Jewish owner. Others say, if our Gemara just said a moment ago that there is no nemanis, there is no migui in such a case, because since if the Akum said it, he wouldn't be believed. The same halacha applies when I'm saying, it shouldn't change because if everything I'm saying is based on what I heard from the Akum. And therefore, other achronim suggest that it's a special nemanis. It's a special nemanis that was given to the Jew if he himself witnessed the actual transaction between the Akum and the Amora Kama. The Mefarshim go on to discuss a number of interesting situations that could come up. What will be the halacha if the property was sold from the Marakama to an Akum, but this Akum was Megayer? Will the current Muchsik have Nemanis to say that the property truly belonged to the Akum? Because he could say, Amigui, that the Akum didn't buy the property when he was an Akum, but rather it was bought from this individual when he was already a Yisrael. And therefore, because of that, the Jew should have Nemanis. That's one situation that I saw the Achronim discuss. Another situation that I saw the Achronim discuss is, what would be the halacha if the Akum was on the property for 6 years? For the first 3 years that he was on the property, he was an Akum. But then, after being on the property for 3 years, he was Megayer. And the last 3 years he was on the property, he was Jewish. Will the Akum, under those circumstances, have a chazak or not? Because the Achroinim I saw say we could view the situation in one of two ways. On one hand, we could view the situation that what would be the halacha if I bought a property from someone and I'm on the property for 6 years, but for the first 3 years that I was on the property, the Marakama was complaining that I should have no chazaka, and the last 3 years he stopped being Moicha. Will I get a chazaka or not? We're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem that under those circumstances I don't have a chazaka. So it suggests this is a similar situation. That's one way of looking at it. But another way that it perhaps I saw can be viewed is the halach is, as we've learned, that if somebody is a worker on a piece of property, certainly he doesn't get a chazaka on that piece of property. But what would be halacha if I was on a piece of property for 3 years or for whatever amount of years as a worker and therefore did not have a chazaka, and then afterwards I bought the property from my employer and now I'm on the property for 3 years? That the halach is that under those circumstances I will have a chazaka. So perhaps here too, even though the Akum originally was on the property not as an Akum and therefore should not have a chazaka, but the fact that he becomes an owner here, ultimately he becomes a Jew, should give him the opportunity to have a chazaka. Continues the Gemara. From Rabbi Yehuda, Hayman de Nokat Magla V'Tuvlaya. If somebody's carrying an axe and rope, Vama Ezel Igzra L'Dikla D'Planya, I'm going to cut down the fruit from this person's palm tree, the Zerent Menei, because I bought the fruit from him, Mehemen. The person is believed, and we don't prevent him from doing this. because like chotzef inish lemigze diklo the lav delay. Nobody has the chutzpah to cut down the fruit of a tree that he didn't buy. Certainly, the Rishonim make a number of qualifications. They say this applies only if the owner of the fruit tree is not saying anything to me as I go to cut down the fruit. But if, as I'm going to cut down the fruit, he protests, certainly I will not have a right to say, the Gemara will not say that he has a right to cut that tree, those fruit. Furthermore, let's say I already cut down the fruit and I'm allowed to have that fruit, and then the owner finds out what I did and he issues a complaint. So even though the fruit that I already cut down I'm going to be allowed to keep, that won't help me for any further fruit that I would like to cut, that I would like to cut down, without getting proper proof that I am indeed the owner of that fruit. There's also machlokes rishonim. If the discussion of our Gemara is strictly limited to the fruit of the tree, as I explained the Gemara, or does it apply to the tree itself also? Some say that that this discussion is limited to the fruit of the tree, whereas other Rishonim suggest that it even applies to the tree, actual tree itself. Continues the Gemara. V'amar Yehuda, Hayman da'achsik meguda da'ardi ulavar. It was very common in those times, because they wanted to prevent animals from entering their fields, they would leave a strip of land right outside the field that they would plant with very poor quality seed or with just straw and hay, with the intention that the animals should eat from that strip of land and not enter the field. So if somebody, as he is attempting to make a chazaka in the field, eats from that strip, lo yav a chazaka. That is not a legitimate way of having a chazaka. My tama, meima amar, because the original owner could say, as we've been learning, what is the whole point of a chazaka? That why did you, if you feel you're the owner, why didn't you protest? Here he could say, I didn't protest, call the Zoranami Arudi Achlili. Anything that grows on that strip is eaten by the animals, and since it's eaten by the animals, it's not considered significant to me that I should make a protest. However, I saw that the Rishonim suggest that if it were a situation that I made a legitimate chazaka in the field proper, then the chazaka that I make in the field proper is not only effective for the field, but it will be effective for this strip of land, which is certainly considered bottle and part of the field that I did a good chazaka on. Furthermore, says the Gemara, Vam Rav Yehuda, Ochla Orla, if somebody ate the Orla produce in a chazaka, Tanya Nami Hochli, and so do we learn in a Braisa, Ochla Orla Shvisa Klayim, if somebody ate Orla produce, or Shvi'is produce, or Klayim produce, and all of these situations, according to this Girsa, which is the Girsa of the Rosh, of the Rajbam, and a Chazaka, it's not a legitimate way of accomplishing Chazaka. Why? Because the owner doesn't protest, because he says he's eating produce that I'm not allowed to eat anyway. That's the way the Rajbam explains the Gemara. However, there are many other Rishonim. And before we go further, the Farshim asks, isn't it permissible to eat Shvi'is produce? So if it's permissible to eat Shvi'is produce, why is this not a legitimate way of obtaining a chazaka? So Rishonim explain that when may Shvi'is produce be eaten? Shvi'is produce could be eaten in a situation where the produce was planted legally. But if the produce was not planted legally and grew, in that produce may not be eaten, and that's the Shvi'is produce that's being referred to here. That is the Girsa of the Rajbam. But the Girsa of the Rambam and of the Rabbeinu Chananel actually is that eating these Ola Klaim Shvius produce, one would have a legitimate chazaka. And there's a machloikis how far this lenient opinion goes. Some say that the lenient opinion is only regarding the wood, the tree, the branches, but the actual fruit, which is usur to be eaten, one cannot establish a chazaka on. But it seems clearly that the opinion of the Rambam and of other Rishonim is that even eating the fruit, which is also to be eaten, still, if I'm eating the fruit from this property and the owner doesn't issue a protest, it's a legitimate way of accomplishing a chazaka. In fact, I saw a very interesting question that the Brik Yosef, the Chidah, discusses. He discusses a situation where someone was mekadesh a woman by giving her meat, and then it turns out that that meat was not kosher. Will the kedushin be a valid kedushin or not? The Brik Yosef wants to suggest that it's actually connected to this machlokes Rishonim that we just mentioned. According to the Rishonim, that Rambam's opinion, that you could establish a chazaka with fruit that you're not allowed to eat, so too will the Rambam hold that you could be mekadosh a woman even though the fruit is not a shava pruta, even though the food may not be eaten, but since it's a shava pruta, the kedushin will be a valid kedushin. There are others that disagree. The Brik Yosef says perhaps according to the Ravid that says you can't make a kedushin, that you cannot make a chazaka this way, neither can a kedushin be affected this way. It's also interesting to note that the Aruch HaShulchan points out that from our Gemara we see that even though from our Gemara based on Rabbeinu Chananel and Rambam's opinion, we see that even though this person is a Rasha, he's eating something that he's not supposed to be eating, it's the Ola Shvius Klayim, that doesn't prevent him from establishing a Chazaka. Says the Gemara further, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Achla Shachlas, if somebody ate unripe grain, again, Lo Yahav a Chazaka, he doesn't establish a Chazaka. Because the reason, as we've been explaining, is for me to be able to establish a chazaka, I have to eat the produce in a normal way, not in some sort of surreptitious manner. And the fact that this person ate the fruit, didn't let the grain ripen, but immediately ate the produce and quickly cut it and ate it, it's an indication that he has something to hide, and therefore he doesn't have a chazaka. And therefore, says the Ritva, in a situation where this is a field that typically grow, that is typically planted for shachas, the halacha will be that I will get, that I will be able to have a chazaka. Along the same line, Amarava, if this field is in mechuza, and I cut the field when it's shachas, before the grain is ripe, I will have a chazaka. As the Mefarshim explain, since these people were wealthy people, and they needed a lot of, and they had a lot of animals, so they needed to have a lot of unripe grain for their animals, and that's why I'll have a chazaka. Another explanation is that the army had its camp near Mechuza, and it was the obligation of the local community. They would sell their produce to the large army that had a lot of animals. And therefore, it was common to cut the produce when it was still shachas, and a chazaka could be achieved. Amar Rav Nachman, Tefticha, if somebody uses broken land, lo yav chazaka. Again, since it's not land that's worth planting, and therefore the person who planted that land, it's not considered that the owner would want to protest because it's meaningless to him. Apakura v'ayakura, if the person who's on the land planted a core of seed and he only harvested a core of seed, again, so it's not a normal way of having produce come from this field, and therefore lo have a chazaka. There's an interesting question in the Rishonim that why would be the halacha that's not only the person that's on the property, the machzik, that would not be successful in getting more than his investment, but the owner also doesn't typically get any profit on his investment. What will be a halacha at that point? Will it be a chazak or not? The Ritva says that then he will have a chazaka. Other Rishonim say that if the investment is not a worthwhile investment, there won't be a chazaka under any circumstances. Says the Gemara further, Vahani de Reish Kalusa, the members of the family of the Reish Kalusa, who were very powerful, and they were the officially recognized leaders of the community in Bavel, Loi Machsikiban, we cannot establish a chazaka. They cannot establish a chazaka in our property. Going back to what we learned at the beginning of this year, since they were such powerful people, people were scared to protest or say anything against them, and therefore even if they were on my property, I could have a claim that I didn't say anything because I was scared to say anything. And furthermore, we cannot make a chazaka in their property. Why can't we make a chazaka in their property? Because since their number pshatim, the simple pshat is, they don't care if somebody's on their property, because they feel, given that they're so powerful, they can always get anybody they want off the property whenever they will want to, and that's why they weren't maicha. Another pshat is that they were typically very generous individuals, and because they were so generous, they didn't mind if people squatted on their property. Let people have use of their property, doesn't bother them, and they're not meicha. Another pshat that I saw, the Rashbam says, that since they're people that were oisik b'tzarchei tzibur, they were very busy taking care of communal needs, they didn't have time to be meicha, and because they didn't have time to be meicha, that's why a chazaka could not be accomplished on their property. And another pshat is, they rely on their reputation, that everybody knows which property belongs to them and which property doesn't belong to them, that because of that, they don't feel the need to ever be meicha. A nafkamina between these various pshatim would come up in a situation where it wasn't actually the Reish Kalusa that were in discussion, but was a very powerful family that weren't the Reish Kalusa. Would the same halacha that the Gemara is now teaching us apply? And actually, it's very connected to the different reasons we gave why one cannot establish a chazaka on the property of the Reish Kalusa. We learned in the Mishnah, Vavodim, that if somebody has somebody else's eved for 3 years, he establishes a chazaka. Ask the Gemara, Avodim Yeshlem Chazaka, is it possible to establish a chazaka with Avodim? Vam Reish Lakish taught us, and we're going to learn, that Hagoidris, animals which are movable, Eilem Chazaka. You can't have a chazaka on them, because we could always argue that the animal just wandered in. So why over here is the halacha that that a eved would certainly could go and come where and when he wants, a chazaka could be achieved? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava, indeed, ein lam chazak la'altar. Immediately, you can't have a chazaka. However, ayesh lam chazak la'ach gimel shanim. After 3 years, a chazaka could be accomplished. And as the Rishonim discuss, so our Mishnah is teaching us that a movable item, you can't have a chazaka immediately, but you can have a chazaka after 3 years. So if so, what is Rish Lakish teaching us? So the pshat that the Rashbam suggests is that this is exactly what the Mishnah and Rish Lakish, that Rish Lakish is teaching us. By an Eved, we have a chazaka after 3 years. What would be the din, not by an Eved, rather by an animal, teaches us the Gemara, says Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish comes to teach us that an animal also, even though you can't have a chazaka immediately, that even though the halach is, as we learned when we started the perek, that metatlin, a chazaka can be accomplished immediately, because the metatlin are not sold with a shtar, that the marakama should have a claim, why don't you have the shtar anymore? Yet by an eved, by an animal, which is also not sold with a shtar, you do need to have 3 years, because the animal might have otherwise, we could say, just wandered in. However, so according to the Rashbam, and that's the opinion of the Ramban and most Rishonim, both an Eved and animals, even though there isn't chazaka, immediately after 3 years there will be a chazaka. There's opinion of other Rishonim that say that an Eved needs 3 years, as our Mishnah and Gemara now are teaching us. However, an animal doesn't need 3 years. You can have a chazaka after 2 years. And yet a third opinion cited by the Rishonim is that an Eved has a chazaka after 3 years, and Goydreis, one can never accomplish a chazaka. Amar Rava, continues the Gemara, Imaya Kotten Mutal Barisa, if he's a very young child, an infant still in his crib, Yesh Lechazaka La'altar. There is a chazaka immediately. And the reason is very obvious, because nobody could say that the child wandered in by himself. And in fact, asked the Gemara, Pshita, isn't it obvious that by a child should have the din like all other metatlin, and that a chazaka should be accomplished immediately? Answers the Gemara, "Letzricha disla ima." It's referring to a situation where the child has a mother. Matatema, dilma ima alsalasin. Yes, the child did not come in there by himself, but maybe his mother brought him there, and forgot him there, and therefore there's no chazaka accomplished. Kamash malan that ima lam nash bra. A mother doesn't forget her child. Says the Gemara, "Hani izi." There were these goats who ate barley in a field in the Hadar. So the owner of the barley seized the animals, because he wanted the owner of the animals to pay him for the barley that these animals ate. The owner of the barley has a claim up to the value of the goat. The boy, because he could have always said, that I bought those goats, and he would be believed, because he has the goats in his property, and he would then be believed with a migui, and therefore we believe him up to the value of the goat, up to the value of the goats. Machloikus Rishonim, how to understand this Gemara? Some understand the Gemara very simply, that the owner of the barley has a claim on the bar, has a claim, and therefore his claim can be honored. He has a right to collect up to the value of the barley. But let's say he says, I don't want to collect up to the value of the barley. What I want to do is, I want to get more, because I feel that more than just the value of the goats were eaten, the halacha say the Rishonim, and he wants to hold on to the goats until such a din Torah takes place. Some Rishonim suggest that he has a right to do so. Other Rishonim disagree, and they say that our Gemara's heter is limited just to the value that he could take out of the goats, that he's holding on to the value, up to that value of the barley that he feels was eaten. The Mefarshim discuss, we're saying now, the Paiskim discuss, that a goydris, something that's movable, ein lahem chazaka, one cannot accomplish a chazaka. But there are two reasons. One is because they move around by themselves, and because they move around by themselves, that's why a chazaka cannot be accomplished, because one could argue they just wandered into the machzik's property. Another pshat is because something like goats that are left outside, one cannot accomplish a chazaka. And I saw the Paiskim discuss that this is relevant la'aloch la'maisa, if somebody was machzik in a car, would he have a chazaka or not? If we say that the pshat is because the item, that chazaka cannot be accomplished on anything that's movable, a car cannot be considered something that's movable by itself. You have to drive a car in order to move it. But if the vart is that it's left outside, and anything left outside, you can't have a chazaka, a car is obviously left outside, and therefore a chazaka cannot be accomplished. Ask the Gemara, how could the person that's holding on to these goats claim that he could have had a chazaka, and he could have had a migui? Didn't Rish Lakish just teach us goydrois ein lahem chazaka? Answers the Gemara, shani easy, the mesira l'roya. Goats are not like the other animal. Goats and sheep, one gives over to a shepherd, and they don't roam about freely. Asked the Gemara for ikrit safro panya, in the morning and the evening, the goats, the Gemara suggests, were not supervised, and therefore they should be in the category of goydris, because the Gemara is assuming that in the morning and the evening the goats would go to the field to the shepherd by themselves and come back at night by themselves. Answers the Gemara, ben hadai tay shvichi. In Hadoi, there were a lot of thieves. They always made sure that the goats, even in the morning and the evening, were personally delivered to the shepherds. They never wandered by themselves. And in fact, as Sor Chavetz Chaim says, this is pshat, what the pasuk says, for nachnu am marisoi v'tsoin yodoi. The David HaMelech in Tehillim are comparing Klal Yisrael to Tzoyin. Tzoyin, the Gemara just said, are always kept under the care of the shepherd. There's never a moment that they're left unsupervised. So too, said the Chafetz Chaim, Klal Yisrael are constantly and always under the care of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, the Mefarshim go on to say, that's pshat, where Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yivkar Hashem Elokei Aruchas L'cho Basar Ish Ash Al Eida, and he says, V'lo Yitia Adas Hashem K'tsoin Asha'en Lem Roya. Why did he compare Klal Yisrael specifically to Tzoin Asha'en Lem Roya? Because he wanted us to be like the Tzoin that are constantly under the supervision of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says Klal Yisrael should always be under HaKadosh Baruch Hu's supervision. We learned in the Mishnah, Rav Shmuel Amar Shlosh Chadoshim. We asked, the Tanakam said that a chazaka takes 3 years. Rav Shmuel said 18 months. 3 years in the first, 3 months in the first year, 3 months in the last year, 12 months in the second year. Kiva said 14 months. 1 month plus 1 month plus 12 months. So suggest the Gemara, Leiman near Ikebenayu. The Machlokes in our Mishnah is if just plowing a field is the machlokes between Kiva and Shmuel, is if just plowing a field is enough to accomplish a chazaka. The Rishmal Sovar, Rishmal will hold that plowing itself near Lo Yav Chazaka won't accomplish a Chazaka. And that's why he needs 3 months when something could be planted and harvested. Rekiva Sovar, Rekiva says no, that plowing itself is enough to accomplish a Chazaka. Asked Gemara, if that's the way we're going to understand Rabbi Kiva's opinion, then why would he need a month to accomplish a chazak in the first year? I feel even 1 day you could accomplish plowing. And of course the Rishonim say that the Gemara doesn't mean specifically 1 day. It means the amount of time needed to plow the field. But it shouldn't need a month. Ella says the Gemara, the Kula Alma near Layav Chazaka. Everybody agrees that plowing itself does not establish a Chazaka. What is the Machloikis therefore between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? For Hacha, Pei Rabba, the Kerezuta Ikubanayu. The question is, what is, if you plant and harvest a quick growing crop, will that be enough to accomplish a Chazaka? According to Rabbi Shmuel, that's not good enough. And you need to have a crop that's completely fully developed, which takes, even on a fast growing crop, 3 months. Whereas the opinion of Rabbi Kiva is that if it's mostly grown, even though it isn't completely grown, it's enough to have a chazaka. Tanabon, near in a chazaka. Just plowing in a field does not accomplish a chazaka. V'yesh oimrim, harei ze chazaka, it does accomplish a chazaka. Says the Gemara. Man yesh oimrim, Amar Rav Chisda, Rav Achi. It represents the opinion of Rav Acha. The Tanya, nor a sona, if somebody plowed the field for 1 year, or zara beis, and planted it for 2 years, or nor a beis, v'zara shona, or he plowed it for 2 years and he planted it for one, ain't a chazaka. He doesn't have a chazaka. Rav Acha says that plowing will accomplish chazaka. However, Tosfos explains that even if Rav Acha is teaching us that you can have a chazaka with plowing, it's only in a certain circumstance. It's only in the circumstance, explains Tosfos, where he plowed 1 year, then planted, and then plowed. That's one situation. Or he planted, plowed, and planted. Because Tosfos says nobody plows a field for 2 consecutive years. And therefore, even Rav Acha, who holds that a chazaka could be accomplished with plowing, it can't be 2 consecutive years of plowing. Amar of Ashi, She'el is called Gedoyle Adar. I asked the great Talmid Chachamim, family, and they told me, near Arezu Chazaka, that a Chazaka can be accomplished through plowing. Amale, Bibel Rav Nachman, my Talmud demand Amar near Arezu Chazaka, and what indeed is the reason that plowing can accomplish a Chazaka? Answers Rav Nachman, Le'ovet Inish to Krichle Ar V'shosik. Nobody would allow me to plow someone else's. The owner of the field would not stand by quietly watching me plow his field and say nothing. So the fact that he didn't protest is a raya that this field is mine. So now, ask the Gemara, if so, my time of the man Amar, L'nei Eloi have a chazaka. How do we understand the man Amar that says that a chazaka is not accomplished through plowing? Answers the Gemara, Meima Amar, Kashiva Vashiva, the Karva Lailbai. The owner says, he wants to plow, let him plow. And that's only to my benefit. And therefore, he doesn't protest, and a chazaka is not accomplished. So if you're going to take this approach, ask the Rishonim, so why don't we always say that? That a chazaka should not be able to be accomplished because the owner could say, I let him benefit my field. And that's why I didn't complain. So the Rishonim respond that if I invest in someone else's field, I have to get reimbursed. So the owner is going to take a loss. And therefore, his not saying anything is a raya that it's my field. But plowing, that doesn't involve any investment, I don't have to buy seed. He says, go plow if you want. Is it a valid way of accomplishing chazaka through plowing or not? Amlu, Rav Acha v'kol gedolei ha'amar, Rav Acha and all the great Talmidei Chacham said, Nir ha'reza chazaka. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Revusa l'mechshav gavri, is it such a great thing to mention Talmidei Chachamim? Harav, we don't follow, that's not a way of answering Shaila. And I saw that the Mepharshim explained that we know that we do follow the majority. So why over here is the Gemara saying the fact that so many people follow an opinion, it doesn't mean anything? So one pshat I sell is that when do we follow the majority? When we're all sitting together, all the Talmidei Chacham are sitting together and a vote is taken, then we follow the majority. But not in a situation where it's separate opinions that these different Manda Omrim did not see or speak to each other. Another pshat that I saw the Sharm Mitzion Balacha suggest, he says that the way we paskin a shayla is not based on roiv, on the majority of opinion. We actually paskin a shayla based on the opinion that makes more sense, and that's what the Gemara, the opinion that's right, that is more worthy and stands up to proper scrutiny. Furthermore, he said, Harav Shmuel b'Bavel, Rav Shmuel b'Kiva b'Eretz Yisrael, all of them say Nir lo yav chazaka. Rav Shmuel, Rav Kiva, Masnisani, there are Mishnah that we explained at the beginning of the sugya that even Rav Shmuel b'Kiva hold that you can't accomplish a chazaka through plowing. Ask the Gemara, Rav Ma'i, where do we follow the opinion? Where do we follow the opinion of Rav that plowing is not a chazaka? Answers the Gemara, Dom Rav Yudom Rav. So did Rav Shmuel b'Kiva. 18 months, 14 months, are the opinion of Rav Shmuel b'Kiva. Av Chama Imrim, Chaskos Gimel Shan Yoyim L'Yoyim. Chama, you need 3 years. Yoyim L'Yoyim, L'Muti Mai. Lav, L'Muti Nir, it probably comes to say that plowing will not be a valid chazaka. As the Mepharshim explained, the Rabbanon are more machmer than Rav Shmuel b'Kiva. So Rav Shmuel b'Kiva hold that you can't have a chazaka through plowing. Certainly, so will be the opinion of the Rabbanim. Shmuel Maihi, where do we find the opinion of Shmuel? Don't have you done Shmuel? So the Rav Shmuel b'Kiva. Avacham Raimim, Ash Yigdah Sholosh K'deiros, a chazaka is not established until the machzik harvests 3 caps of dates, v'yivtza gift of tziris, 3 grapes of grapes, dates, grapes, v'yimsa, gimel, masikas, and 3 crops of olives. Where Rabbi Shmuel said, 1 crop of each, the Tanakam will need 3 crops of each. Ask the Gemara, what's the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? On Rabbi, deklinara, ikabinayu. The way the Rashbam explains, if you have a situation where you have 3 crops in less than 3 years, according to Rav, you need 3 years. According to Shmuel, you're going to need 3 crops. And some Mepharshim explain that according to Shmuel, by certain trees, you could have 3 crops in as short as a year and a half, and it'll still be adequate, according to Shmuel, to accomplish a chazakah.